Smoking shelter. Outside the hospice ward of the VA Medical Center in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Easter, and the glass enclosures clouded like a rheumy eye. Old men are smoking, wheezing in their service hats and wheelchairs. "We've brought my father's dog. I know it's not a man's dog," he announces, Chihuahua resting on the blue quilt draped on his lap. "That's a great dog anyway," says Cecil, his rumbling basso hoarse with settled phlegm. "Looks about the right size for a football. We lost our last one." What starts as laughter in both throats turns to rasping, then wet coughs, echoes from a deep well. My father says, "I hear come October we're not allowed to smoke here anymore." He looks at me. "You'll get me out of here before then, right?" But before I can answer, another chair-bound man slowly scoots over to us, tells my father, "You look just like Jesus." I guess I can see it. The hair, the beard, the starvation, sallow skin, scroll parchment stretched thinly over wooden finials. "You suffer like he did," he continues. "But I can't heal you guys," my father says. "I wish I could." Another coughing fit. "You need something?" my mother asks, reaching in her purse. "Yeah," he says, wiping his mouth with a trembling hand. "An end-it-all pill." I wonder, what will be your last pleasure? A parking lot view, a few puffs, warm breeze, smelling second-hand gas station chicken? He is risen, and I realize each thing opens at its own pace. Our hearts, the first spring blooms, church-bound women in yellow hats.